man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. Welcome to the show.
I can plow a field.
And I'll tell you what, this is a little bit eerie. I'm driving, you know, if you followed the show for the last few days, you know that myself and my kids went out to hear President Trump in Duluth, Minnesota on Wednesday. And Thursday, we went to the Charles Lindbergh home in Little Falls, Minnesota. I'll share a little of that with you in tonight's show. And then also, just hours ago, we were in the Kensington Museum in Alexandria, Minnesota. And those of you, some of you may be familiar with this, so that my kids could see the Kensington Runestone. And this is a magnificent, magnificent find of a Viking runestone that occurred in Minnesota more than a century ago. And, well, here's the eerie part. As Hank Williams Jr. started singing our theme song, at that very second, we crossed into Grand Forks, North Dakota. And so I'm here. I'm just moving up the law. There are four exits in this sprawling metropolis of 60,000 people. So I'm just going up to my exit here. And I will, just at the introduction of the show here, I'm going to be on the air with you on my cell phone as I pull up to my house. And then I'm going to rush down into my studio and fire up the computers down there and finish the show on my regular equipment, which enables me to log into the news and check in, you know, carefully monitor your phone calls and all that other good stuff that we're used to on the show. But I'm going to start off a little rough, ragged here, on the cell phone. And here comes my exit coming up. I got to pick one of two exits here. I think I'll take this one right here. And, well, let's see. Now, and the engineers, of course, down there in Austin, Texas, these guys are geniuses. I've got a little bit of road noise here. It's going to reduce. I'm going to cut my speed down from 70. Down to whatever the speed limit is on the road going over to my house. And so that should cut the road noise considerably here as we throttle down. Here we go. And the but the engineers are going to compensate for my inability to hear perfectly the brake music that they cue me with. But I'll do my best. Engineers at RBN are brilliant at making up for the mistakes and flubs of us hosts. And here we go. Wow. As Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. And I know my kids hear that sentiment right now, as we're home. Woo-wee. Yeah, we're in Grand Forks, Bjorn. Yeah, we're home. Yay. And it, you know, what an odyssey! My little 6-year-old says, "You remember? Yeah, you remember, Hank? We've been gone 3 days." Anyway, let me start with the summary. Of course, I gave you the idea on the Trump event in Duluth. What a life-changing experience! How wonderful! And here's the amazing news for us: we just drove up here to Grand Forks from Fargo. That was nothing compared to the 800-mile round trip we just made. Fargo's just 70-some miles away. We'll be driving down to Fargo again next Wednesday to see President Trump. And, I mean, two times in 1 week, lucky us. And now let me come back to a theme I've talked about, that I think Trump's the greatest man of the 21st century. My favorite for the greatest man of the 20th century is Charles A. Lindbergh. And myself and the kids got to go walk through Charles Lindbergh's home in Little Falls, Minnesota today and see things that are just, oh, it's so wonderful. You know, my little six-year-old got to see his lead soldiers, his little tanks and trucks and trains and fire engines. And Charles Lindbergh saved all these things. He saved his toys from his boyhood. And we got to see Evangeline, his mother, her cookbook there on the table in the kitchen. We got to see, here's something I'd never seen before. We got to see that the hatchet marks, of course, my six-year-old got to build his first fire in Charles Lindbergh State Park. But we saw in Lindbergh's own kitchen, hatchet marks in the kitchen floor, the wooden kitchen floor, where little Charles, or maybe even a little bigger Charles, it must have been, you know, 30 degrees below zero, that kind of thing that happens up here. And he was chopping firewood. You need some firewood at that temperature. And you don't want to go outside to chop it. So especially if you misplace your gloves, you got to chop it right there on the kitchen floor. And there are hatchet marks where he missed a little bit and hit the floor with a hatchet. That is something. Let me give you another anecdote from Lindbergh's life. And I'll tell you what, folks, if I had to name this show, you know, this is a Trump phenomenon. If I had to pick another name, I'd call it the Lindbergh phenomenon. That's how much I admire Charles Lindbergh. And who's the greater man, Lindbergh or Trump? I haven't thought about that. Let me think about it. But here's another anecdote from the life of Charles Lindbergh that so much parallels Donald Trump. And the two men are so similar in who they are, in their greatness, in their humanity, in their honesty, the beauty of their lives, their appreciation of beauty, the two men. Donald Trump, or Charles Lindbergh, when he was a boy, living with his mother, his dad wasn't there at the house, living with his mother at the house we were walking through, one of the things he did as a young man to help out is he started raising chickens. And so he would hatch eggs. He would have the eggs in an incubator, hatch them out in what was supposed to be the dining room of the Lindbergh home. But they were homebodies, and they didn't entertain. So Charles converted the dining room into his chicken hatchery. And here's what we saw on the floor there. Again, something new for me. One night he had one of the chicken incubators, the egg incubators, caught on fire. And they were run with propane, so they're very tricky things to operate. And he, there on the floor, in the dining room, the scorch marks in the wood. I mean, this is something. The actual scorch marks in the floor, not very extensive. So, the place didn't catch on fire. But these were genuine scorch marks in the wood where little Lindbergh had to try. The first thing he did was try to save the eggs, we were told, and then get the hot incubator out of the kitchen. Ah, my gosh. And the, another thing that was wonderful today. Not many people realize this. Lindbergh grew up on the Mississippi, like Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. He did grow up on the Mississippi because the Mississippi runs right through Little Falls. And it's not a little stream right there. It's a big river, and it's beautiful. Oh, my, is it beautiful. So myself and my two children got to walk on the path alongside the large Lindbergh farm, walking along the Mississippi there, right at water's edge. And with the fast current racing out in the center, the pretty darn wide river, and along the shore there where we were walking, deceptively quiet shallows where the water's not moving much. But I just can imagine what it's like. And we have their photos there of Charles Lindbergh going out in a boat with his dog out there in the Mississippi. Boy, I would worry. Boy, if my kids were going out in that water, I would worry a lot. And here we are. We just pulled up to our house. Here we go. You just heard me turn the engine off. Let me unseat Bill here. I'll give you another great story about Lindbergh that you're going to like. These are new things I learned today. I learned these things today in Little Falls, Minnesota. Speaking of, you know, worrying about your kids and their safety and that river and stuff like that. One day, little Lindbergh I don't know how old he is at this point. I forgot, 12 or 14. He's up in his, he hears a motor coming up the Mississippi. And it's not, he's very familiar with engines, really smart, engineering-minded young man. And he hears a motor he's never heard before. And the tour guide said, what do you think that was? I kind of knew. I said, a biplane. And she said, yep, it was a biplane. And that was the first airplane that Lindbergh had ever heard or seen. And there it comes up low over the water, coming up the Mississippi. And then we looked at the poster for the plane from the pilot. He was coming up to do what Lindbergh himself would later do, which is fly people around for money and in his biplane. And so Lindbergh raced into town, got the poster, and then ran back to his mom and said, Mom, can I go in the plane? Can I go up in the plane? It was $5 to go up in that biplane. And we were told $5 was the equivalent of $125 today. And that was certainly was a deterrent for Evangeline, his mom, who said, No, you may not go up in that biplane. But the real deterrent for a mom, you know, of course, you guessed it, the danger. And, boy, at that point, the biplanes were pretty darn dangerous things. Well, and Lindbergh himself later had, there's a thing, I believe it's called the Caterpillar Club. Is that what it's called? It's a club for those who have had to bail out of airplanes. And Lindbergh, I think, I'm not sure, but if memory serves me, is a 3, 4, or 5-time member of the Caterpillar Club. And why it's called Caterpillar, I don't know. Maybe you have to crawl out on the wing when you bail out of a biplane or something. But I'm maybe getting it wrong, the Caterpillar Club. But Lindbergh had to bail out of a number of planes, and no fault of his own. And biplanes and really scary stuff, but he did it. And but he didn't get a ride that day. But that was his first exposure and fascination with flight. The man who had become the most significant man in the history of aviation. I think probably head and shoulders above any of the rest, and he would distinguish himself in aviation for the rest of his life. An inventor, a genius, a charter of airline routes that you fly today, that we fly today, were charted out by Charles Lindbergh with his wife, Anne Morrow, in the back seat of his open cockpit biplane, and then later open cockpit seaplane, that he flew the North Pacific, flew across the North Pacific, flew across the Atlantic, flew across North Atlantic, flew across the South Atlantic, flew across Africa, flew across South America, flew across the Gulf of Mexico. Unbelievable. Flew to every, I mean, just think about it. It's all 48 of the lower 48. He flew to every capital. To every state, after his 1927 solo transatlantic flight from Roosevelt Field on Long Island to Le Bourget in Paris. Now, let me see here. I'm just kind of hanging in here waiting for music and a break, and I'm booting up my main computer here, my studio. And if there are any callers, if the engineer could break in and just let me know if there are any callers, I could certainly take a call. And if Paul appears, bring Paul in. But this is kind of strange after such a long mission. Here I am in with a matter of minutes and seconds. The show starts right as I pull up to my computer. Here we go. I'm logging in. And here we go. There's a familiar old Skype. I've got my, I think it's all here. I think all the equipment's here. Let me just tell the engineer I'm here in Skype. Okay, and I've got two calls. So let me, engineer, let's move me over to Skype. And there I am. You can see me in Skype. So call me on Skype. Here we go. Wow, you guys are good. These RBN engineers, folks, the best.
Let's see how this works. Let me see if I'm live here within Skype. Yeah, I just made the transfer. Folks, it doesn't get any better. This is what you're paying for. When you send money into RBN, you're getting a lot. And please help pay the bills for these guys. It's unbelievable what John Stadtmiller has assembled and what they just did to talk me in from the I-29 in my minivan with my kids and the wind blowing outside the car. Here I am now. I'm in the radio studio, or my studio, and pretty set to go. And the engineer tells me I've got a couple callers. Let me see who we've got here. We've got George in Texas, Dr. Kelly in Northern California, and let's see here. Let's go in order here. Let's go to George in Texas. George, thanks for calling.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, thank you for calling. Thank you.
I don't know which Lindbergh. I know they're in relation, but I know in the Great Depression, one of the Lindberghs was really hot on the trail of the Federal Reserve Bank and how they've been ripping off the American people, causing the Great Depression.
Lindbergh Sr. Wrote a book excoriating the Federal Reserve System. He fought mightily against the income tax, against the Federal Reserve Act, and he fought against American participation in World War I. Three great causes. He failed in all three, but he was a hero in all three. And amazingly enough, his son fought exactly the same causes against the federal behemoth, the violation of the Constitution, and entry into World War II. Exactly as his father of the same name had done. And now, deja vu all over again, a third time, it's Donald John Trump, and I'm sure he's a big admirer of Charles Lindbergh, because I'll tell you why in a moment. He is now doing the very same things that the two Lindberghs did, fighting the Federal Reserve monstrosity. And what's the good news on that front right now? Donald Trump picked Jerome Powell to be the new Federal Reserve chairman just a short time ago. And Jerome Powell is a great man, a conservative Catholic, a brilliant man, an honest man. So, I mean, this is not what we expected heading up the Federal Reserve, but this is what we've got. We'll talk more about it. Stay there, George. We'll talk more right after the break. Like the
truth. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. We're back. And we've got George with us in Texas. And let me see, George, I'll tell you what. I was comparing Donald Trump as the third in a series here. You mentioned one of the Lindberghs was a mighty warrior against the Federal Reserve, and he certainly was. But now look at this, a third in her line. Donald Trump is in this line of the Lindberghs, and in every way, he is a man of peace, as were the Lindberghs. He is a man of the people, as were the Lindberghs. Charles Lindbergh Sr. was a tremendous populist who traveled all around Minnesota as a congressman in his car, a Saxon 6, driven by his son, Charles Jr., who drove. Charles Sr. didn't drive. But so in so many ways, he's the same. And now the latest, Donald Trump appointed Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. He, right away, Jerome Powell said, we're not going to have any more obscurity in the Federal Reserve. Every time we have a meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, we are going to put it on the we're going to put it on. We're going to have a public.
Hello? Outside. Hello?
Hi, hi, I'm here.
Yeah, I know. You cut out for a few minutes.
Just for a couple of seconds there. I had you. But the Trump has announced that, or Jerome Powell, the FOMC will, every meeting will be reported on in plain English, he said. No more of this obscure language of people like Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan and you name them, the kind of Federal Reserve chairman that we've gotten used to, and chairwomen. The latest one, Yellen, her term just expired. 2018, she expired, and so she had to be replaced. Now we get what looks more like our kind of guy as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. He has also said in his first press conference, he said Trump has the economy booming. He says the Federal Reserve intends to help keep it booming, and that it's healthy and strong. I mean, not what you expect from the Federal Reserve. Now, this story just snuck up on us, folks, because the mainstream media is not reporting it. They're not touching this story. That we actually have a real American as the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board appointed.
Do you remember when Alan Greenspan used to say, we got to raise interest rates, I think, 0.1%, because to cool off the economy, you know what cooling off meant? That means sort of like quashing any production, because when he said the economy's heating up, that means everybody's spending, everybody's engaging in commerce.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. You know, remember, I don't know that the purpose of Greenspan or Bernanke would be to destroy the economy, because you know their buddies were making lots of money in the economy. So I think something that really bothered me about both Greenspan and Bernanke is that when someone like Ron Paul, who was, he was chairman of the House committee that had oversight over the Federal Reserve, and in hearing, under oath, I don't know whether he was under oath, actually, but Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke told Ron Paul, I don't have to answer your questions. Because Ron Paul is asking all sorts of penetrating questions about the status of the Federal Reserve and the, you know, gold reserves and everything of that nature. And they said, we don't report to you. We are an independent, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency that is not subordinate to any branch, any other branch of the government. They actually had the cheek to say this to Ron Paul. Ron Paul was flabbergasted. But nobody was able to do anything about it. Now Donald Trump has replaced these clowns with a patriotic American. This just happened, Jerome Powell. So remember that name. The media is not telling you about it. Something really big. A Christmas present landed under your tree, folks, quietly in the night. You don't even know it's there.
I'm going to make room for the next caller.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. We'll be back with Dr. Kelly right after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisting, just an earthbound mystery.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks, and we've got Dr. Kelly from California with us. Dr. Kelly, thank you for calling.
Oh, it's good to speak to you. It's a long time no speak, and I wanted to see if the Streisand effect worked and if you got elected to the school board.
No, that was very good, but now let me ask you a question here, just a technical question. Are you hearing the ghost audio in the background I'm hearing?
Occasionally, I did hear a little bit of an echo, but it seems
to be
clear.
Oh, you know what? No, that's on my, it's me. It's all on my computer. I apologize. I see it right here. I recognize the voice. It's a great Congressman, Jim Jordan. And it was running on my computer. Jim Jordan of Ohio. Well, no, I didn't win, but I made a strong showing, and I got the point out there, reached everybody that was interested in the school board race, heard my message that we've got enough refugees and we don't need to federalize the local schools. So this is just the first. I think I'll run at every opportunity and just keep make it a refrain that comes back again and again every 2 years. But very successful. It was very fun. Got lots, huge coverage in the press. Minneapolis Star Tribune, which has a circulation of 1/3 of a million papers, they gave me a great write-up. a whole article. And there were other articles in a bunch of newspapers across North Dakota and Minnesota. So very, very happy with it, Dr. Kelly.
All right. Good to hear. Yeah, we need more folks like you to get on these various boards and commissions and, you know, get a good showing of what the real needs are of this country. And, you know, it's really interesting to do historical research on these different dates and locations. And I noticed also that when the Federal Reserve was born, that the state lines were redrawn between California and Nevada, and that Floriston, I guess, became part of California, and Nevada wanted more of the lake up here in Tahoe, so California took back more of the land.
Mm. Well, yeah, and apropos of the first thing you said, which I agree so much, people need to run, let me say this about that, as Richard Nixon used to say, which is that running is enough. Running has a huge effect. And you don't worry if you don't get elected. Don't worry too much about your vote total. When you run, here's what you're doing. You're putting issues out there that the controlled media wants to suppress. And you're asking the embarrassing, awkward questions. And that's the first, that's guaranteed. That's baked in the cake. When you run, you're going to get interviewed. You're going to get your platform is going to be put up in the newspapers. You're going to be invited to debates and forums. Accept those invitations. Go there. And you will, you know, you're like the little boy saying the emperor has no clothes. So don't worry whether you get elected. At this point, you're letting people know that there is a resistance and that the emperor indeed has no clothes. So it's very rewarding. You'll love it when you do it. And the people who are most able to do this are, you know, some of you like me, retired people, people that have raised a family. Boy, you're unchained. You're powerful. Go out there and do it. And young people, too, as well. But boy, the older crowd, you have got so much ability and maneuverability in the political system. Use it. And let me ask you this, Dr. Kelly. I'm just noticing, I just got back from this amazing trip of seeing Dr. Trump. He should be Dr. Trump. Donald Trump in Duluth, Minnesota, and going to the Lindbergh home. And I'm just now catching up on the headlines as I sit down in my studio here. And there are some amazing headlines. Some really good things have happened here. Pat Buchanan has two columns out that I just started reading during the last break. Oh, are they good? And Pat Buchanan continues to top himself. They're so good. And one of them is entitled Trump and the Invasion of the West. Ooh, Dateline, June 19th. He followed that with Has the West the Will to Survive on June 22nd. That's today. And, oh, my gosh, I'm going to study these carefully tonight. I'll come back to them tomorrow in on Sunday, in our Sunday show. This is Friday. I didn't give the date, June 22nd, 2018. Sorry. Sunday, we'll come back to these two Buchanan columns and other wonderful things that are happening. The continued Trump derangement syndrome. Look at this one. Actor Tom Arnold, you know, we reported about the Peter Fonda meltdown where he threatened Barron Trump. Whoa! Actor Tom Arnold vows to target Barron Trump at school over immigration policy. Dr. Kelly, these people are committing Harry Caray.
They're washed up, totally. You know, even I could hear Paul's cat in the background, and I translated, the kitty said, mice are great again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I can't believe this. These are people, in the case of Peter Fonda, folks, we talked about it. This is a felony. If you name a person and say that, you know, evil, bad things, despicable things, criminal acts should be perpetrated against this child, you're a child abuser, you're a felon, you're all kinds of things. Peter Fonda, your career should be over. You should be sent to prison. But Tom Arnold, you know, Peter Fonda, you know, what do they say about the Lemmings? Peter Fonda runs off the edge of the cliff, and who's there behind him holding Peter Fonda's hand? Tom Arnold.
Yeah, Roseanne's husband.
Wow, these people are nuts.
Husbands and husbands.
Yeah, yeah, but they're nuts. And here's a great one at Breitbart. Here's a headline. Again, this is showing the liberals, like lemmings, jumping off the edge of the cliff. More than 3 in 5 liberal voters in the United States say the country should be made into a refugee camp for the world's poor. A new survey finds. The latest Rasmussen report reveals the extent to which American liberals long for the U.S. to be a bastion of open borders and multiculturalism, serving foreign populations rather than American citizens. Now get this. Get this. You know, am I awake? Is this real? About 61% of self-identified liberal likely voters said they disagreed with this statement. So here's the statement. 61% of them disagree with this. The United States will not be a migrant camp, and it will not be a refugee holding facility. It won't be. That's the statement. 61%, 2 out of 3, disagree with that. Here's another one. Likewise, 59% of likely voters who strongly despise Trump's populist economic nationalist agenda said they, too, disagreed with the statement, indicating that they would like to see the nation transformed into a refugee camp for foreign nationals. Meanwhile, conservatives and the majority of likely voters agreed that the U.S. should never become a refugee camp. This is what these idiots, Peter Fonda, Tom Arnold, and all the rest of them, they believe this, and they were taking us all over the cliff with them. They actually wanted America to become a giant, sprawling refugee camp. Another great story. This one's up. I mentioned Jim Jordan, U.S. Congressman from Northwest Ohio. What a man. He says, we are prepared to impeach. Now, I'm going to use my own term here, but you know I'm putting this in. Rodney, the rat Rodenstein, if he doesn't comply with document requests. Now, Jim Jordan just said Rosenstein. Friday on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, Representative Jim Jordan said he would file articles of impeachment. That's today. If Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein continues to not comply with the House of Representatives' request for documents from the Department of Justice, Jordan said, quote, let me see how long it is. Maybe I can play it. No, actually, I can't. He said, if they don't comply by today, I love that, Dr. Kelly. If they don't comply by when? By today. The Speaker has been clear and told me this personally. Our resolution that Mr. Meadows, I and others, that's Mark Meadows of North Carolina, have introduced 2 weeks ago, which says the full House will go on record and tells the Department of Justice, if you don't give us what we have within a certain time period, we will move to the next step. The resolution comes first. If Rosenstein doesn't comply, then it's contempt. And then we're prepared to file articles of impeachment against Mr. Rosenstein if he doesn't give the House of Representatives, if he doesn't give the Congress, a separate and equal branch of government, give us the documents to get answers for you and the press and, more importantly, the American people. It's that basic, and we're at the end of the line. I love it. I love it. It's showtime, folks. That's Jim Jordan. We're going to impeach Rodney the rat Rodenstein.
Yeah, let's get a couple of bobcats in there.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, this whole thing is going to come unglued. It's going to be so, there's so much going on. I can't afford to take any trips, Dr. Kelly. I took a trip down to that conference west of Nashville, went to the Trump event. I'm going to go to the Trump event next week. That's not going to be so bad because Fargo's just down the street, basically 78 miles from here. I'll take the kids down. We'll have a wonderful report. Maybe we'll have something live on the air as Donald Trump knocks them out down in Fargo. And this is wonderful. We North Dakotans have a real competition going with the Minnesotans across the Red River. So we've got to do just as well as our Minnesota cousins did in Duluth. And of course, it wasn't just Minnesotans in that hall. I mean, I think there were 8,000 people in there, packed like sardines. Every seat was occupied. There weren't any closed sections, but there were lots of people from Wisconsin and from North Dakota. So Donald Trump asked any people from Wisconsin here. A lot of people shouted and raised their hands. But we'll try to do our best. And, of course, there'll be plenty of Minnesotans crossing over the Red River into Fargo at our event next week. But I'll report from that. But I can't afford to go to these events because so much is going on. I've got to stay right here glued to my computer so I can stay in touch with everything that happens every 24 hours in this Trump era of the Trump phenomenon. Isn't that beautiful, Dr. Kelly?
Yes, it is. My auntie was telling me that when she was a youngster, she got to go out in San Francisco to a parade, and she got to shake hands with one of the Kennedys, and it made a really good impression on her, you know, as a kid during that time. And I'm really stoked that you're taking your kids to these things. I'm jealous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you got to, you know, you take the pictures and, you know, I have a 13-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy, and I'm just going to be reminding them every day about everything that happened at that event so they never forget. And I'll buy them as many memorabilia as I can. I got to Make America Great Again. Well, actually, yeah, hats. Then I got shirts. The new slogan is Keep America Great. Keep America Great. And Donald Trump is rolling that out. He used it in the rally there, and he's rolling it out for 2020. And that's so special. And that, and to see, you know, I'm repeating myself now, Dr. Kelly, but the thing, folks, when you get into one of these Trump rallies, and it's work to get into a Trump rally. It's not like they're empty seats and you can just stroll in. You got to get there early. You got to wait. It's a beautiful group of people. You see who's voting for Trump. You see the people that show up at the Trump rally. These are the people you want in your neighborhood. These are the people you hope your daughter will marry or your son will, you know, take out on a date. These are the people you want, you know, in your classes at school. This is America's best who show up at these rallies. So it's fun to be, but it's work because so many more want to get into each rally than can get in. And that leads to long lines. And so you got to be ready, you know, have something to do and, bring some beverages and things like this. But you want to go to these rallies because it's something happening. It's a movement. Trump talked about it here on Wednesday in Duluth. It's a movement. It's a spiritual thing. It's a wave that's just flowing through our best people. And some of the people, some of the speakers that came up to the podium, you could tell they were just fired up. I'll have to go back and look at the video and to appreciate all that happened. It was going by so fast. But go if you can go to a Trump rally. And I hope we see Trump rallies. I hope we see him filling Soldier Field, Madison Square Garden, the Rose Bowl. How about that? How about the Rose Bowl holds 100,000 people, folks, out in Pasadena. How about?
Oh, yeah, and then Rodney the Rat Rosenstein and a rat trap would make a great Rose Parade float. I can picture it.
Yeah. And the only catch, you know, this is the sad part of about our great president. You know, the security question, you know, like filling the Rose Bowl, there'd have to be an awful lot of hundreds of Secret Service agents and security and so on, because everybody has to be checked out going in. And What you can bring in has to be pretty tightly restricted. No backpacks, things like that. And so part of the wait, you know, the gate, the doors opened at 3:30 on Wednesday, and they started right up promptly. They started passing people through. But it at 6:30, well, let's see, Donald Trump didn't really come out to speak until, like, I don't know, it was about 7 o'clock he came out, 1 hour before showtime. And people were still being screened to get in at 7 o'clock, even though the doors opened at 3:30. It takes that long to get that many people through security. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Indeed, let's rebuild America first. And let me just see, We got Dr. Kelly with us. Dr. Kelly, you got a final thought?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for your show, and it's really helped to cheer up a lot of people that have kind of gotten a touch of the oppression sickness that we suffered during the Obamanation years. And so I just wanted to thank you again for making Father's Day great again and, you know, making men feel proud again.
Well, you know what? And my job gets easier and easier, Dr. Kelly. Thank you for that. But the job of doing that is getting easier and easier because, as Trump said on Wednesday in Duluth, he said, you're going to, you know, I told you in the primaries, you're going to get sick of winning. You're going to come to me, Mr. President, please, we can't stand it. We can't take it anymore. Stop winning so much. It's only halfway a joke because the winning is going on so broadly and so beautifully. It's on every front: employment, the economy, tariffs, trade, peace, world peace. Everything's going beautifully. The left, this is part of the fun, the left committing this Harry Caray, self-destructing, jumping over the cliff like lemmings, like Tom Arnold and Peter Fonda. You know, you can't report it. It's all so beautiful. How did we get so lucky? How did, so it's really easy to feel good right now and to encourage people and to let them know, no, this guy's not a phony. He's for real. And these good things that are happening to us, they really are happening. It's getting really easy, Dr. Kelly, and really fun.
Yep, help wanted signs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And the, well, I'll come back, you know, in Sunday's show. I'll look in carefully to these great Pat Buchanan articles on, you know, the number one issue, of course, which is immigration. And the, he quotes here, he says, this is a quote from Donald Trump on Wednesday. He said, if you're pathetically weak, the country is going to be overrun with millions of people. And if you're strong, then you don't have any heart. That's a tough dilemma. I'd rather be strong. So he's saying he's aware that if we're pathetically weak, which we've been for decades upon decades, we're going to be overrun with millions of people. He's aware of this. And then he says, if you're strong, in other words, if you act against that, you'll be called heartless. He said, I'd rather be strong. So he's got it, folks. He's got what it takes. He understands the issue. And he's got the character to face it squarely. A great note to end on for Friday, Dr. Kelly. We'll see you all again on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, here on The Trump Phenomenon. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.